There are four candidates seeking to become president of Zambia in Thursday's poll, but analysts say the race is really between two main contenders. They are incumbent Rupia Banda of the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy and the Patriotic Front's Michael Sitar. The candidates have now held their last rallies in what has been a vigorous two-month campaign. There have been some clashes, but in general the process has been peaceful. Researcher Dimpo Motsamai of the Independent Institute for Global Dialogue in Johannesburg says it is likely that polling will go smoothly.
I think things are sort of under control. We got reports from the SADC observers are there, and also we have COMESA there. Been expecting things to go, you know, in terms of people casting their votes, to go very peacefully.
But there have been allegations from opposition parties that the ruling party is planning to rig the poll. Motsamai says these allegations have been fueled by the fact that the Electoral Commission ordered extra ballot papers.
Out of 3.9 million registered voters, the Electoral Commission has printed 4.5 million ballot papers. So already we're talking about a situation where there's a lot of debate on, you know, the outcome, regardless of what the outcome is.
The allegations prompted Sitar and another candidate, Hakainde Hichilema, of the United Party for National Development, to say they will not accept the outcome of the poll if they conclude there has been rigging. Motsamai says this is irresponsible.
It's really irresponsible leadership on the part of the opposition parties. And I think that it is already heightening prospects for violence, even as we speak.
The results of a poll released late last week showed Sitar leading with potentially 46% and President Banda trailing behind at 32%. But some analysts say the outcome is likely to be very close and that it is not possible to predict a winner. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.